Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really fascinating to dive into.
We're talking about breast cancer and lymph nodes. Now, I know that might sound a bit technical, but trust me, this research is pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah, so basically, when breast cancer spreads, it often goes to these sentinel lymph nodes first, right? And scientists have been trying to figure out exactly what happens there.
Exactly. And this study, it's from researchers in Finland, actually. They use some really cutting-edge technology called single-cell RNA sequencing to look at what's happening in those lymph nodes.
Single-cell RNA sequencing, that sounds intense. What does that actually mean?
So it's like, imagine being able to look at individual cells and see exactly which genes they're turning on or off. It's incredibly detailed. They looked at lymphatic endothelial cells, or LECs, which basically line the lymphatic vessels.
Okay, I'm following. So they compared lymph nodes that had cancer in them with ones that didn't?
Yes. They took paired samples from the same patients, metastatic lymph nodes with tumor cells and distant ones without. And what they found was really striking.
Hit me with it. What did they discover?
Well, the cancer completely remodels the lymphatic vessels. Like certain types of LECs that are important for immune responses, they just disappear. And new types show up that seem to help the cancer spread.
Whoa, so the cancer is actually changing the environment to make it easier for itself to spread? That's kind of terrifying, but also fascinating.
Right? It's like the tumor is hijacking the body's own transportation system. They found this one molecule called MGP, matrix gap protein, that was massively upregulated in the metastatic lymph nodes.
MGP. And what does that do exactly?
So here's where it gets really interesting. They tested it in the lab and found that MGP actually helps cancer cells stick to the lymphatic vessels. It's like providing a landing pad for the cancer cells.
That's wild. So if we could block MGP, maybe we could prevent the cancer from spreading through the lymphatic system?
That's exactly what the researchers are thinking. They also found that this upregulation of MGP is driven by factors like VEGF and TGF-beta, which are secreted by the tumor.
Okay, so the tumor is basically sending out signals that tell the lymphatic vessels to change in ways that help the cancer spread. That's incredibly clever, in a really unfortunate way.
Yeah, it really shows how sophisticated cancer can be. But the cool thing is, understanding these mechanisms gives us new targets for therapy. Like, if we know MGP is important, we can develop drugs to block it.
And they use spatial transcriptomics too, right? What's that add to the picture?
Oh yeah. So spatial transcriptomics lets them see not just what genes are active, but exactly where in the tissue they're active. It's like going from knowing what's in a city to having a detailed map of every neighborhood.
That's such a powerful tool. So they could actually see these remodeled lymphatic vessels in the context of where the tumor cells were?
Exactly. They saw that in areas with tumor cells, the normal lymphatic structure was disrupted. The immunoregulatory cells that should be there, gone. And these new CD200 positive cells showing up instead.
CD200. That's another molecule you mentioned earlier, right? What's special about that one?
So CD200 is actually an immunosuppressive molecule. It basically tells immune cells to calm down. So when you have a bunch of CD200 positive lymphatic cells in the tumor environment, it's like putting a muzzle on the immune system.
Wow. So the cancer is not only creating highways for itself to spread, but it's also shutting down the immune response that might stop it. That's pretty sophisticated.
It really is. And this study looked at patients with different types of breast cancer, both luminal and HER2 positive, and they saw similar patterns across all of them.
So this isn't just specific to one type of breast cancer. This could have implications for treatment across the board.
Absolutely. And here's something else that's really important. They found that the normal lymph node architecture, with all these different specialized lymphatic cell types, gets completely disrupted in metastatic nodes.
What do you mean by specialized cell types?
Well, they identified 14 different clusters of lymphatic endothelial cells, Each one has a specific location and function. Like, there are cells lining the subcapsular sinus, the medullary sinus, cells that form valves. It's a whole ecosystem.
And the cancer just wrecks all of that?
Pretty much. The cells that are important for maintaining immune surveillance and producing inflammatory signals, they decrease dramatically. Meanwhile, these capillary-like LECs that seem to facilitate cancer cell movement, they encase.
This is making me think. If we could preserve those normal lymphatic cells or restore them somehow, could that help prevent metastasis?
That's a great question. And that's exactly the kind of thinking this research opens up. Understanding these changes at such a detailed level gives us so many potential therapeutic targets.
So what's next for this research? Are they looking at treatments already?
Well, this is still pretty foundational research, but it lays the groundwork for clinical studies. They've identified MGP as a key player. They understand some of the signaling pathways involved. The next steps would be developing and testing interventions.
And this could potentially help with other cancers too, right? Not just breast cancer.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, many cancers spread through the lymphatic system. So understanding how tumors remodel lymph nodes could be relevant across different cancer types, but that would need to be studied specifically.
This has been absolutely fascinating, Jamie. It's amazing how much we're learning about cancer at the cellular level.
It really is. And studies like this, using single-cell sequencing and spatial transcriptomics, they're really revolutionizing how we understand disease. We're not just looking at tumors as one big mass anymore. We're seeing all the individual players.
Well, thanks for breaking this down for us today. If you want to read the full study, we'll have a link in the show notes.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll catch you next time on the Origene Podcast.